James Morrison is our cafe guest today, a 22-year-old British soulful singer-songwriter. He's enjoying incredible success in the UK. His debut, Undiscovered, became one of the best-selling albums in Britain in 2006, selling over a million copies. Most recently, James has been nominated for 3 Brit Awards, Best British Breakthrough Act, Best British Single Shortlist, and Best British Male Solo Artist. We'll talk in a bit and see how he's taken it all. But first, here's a song called You Give Me Something.
You will stay with me in the morning. You only hold me when I sing. I was meant to tread the water, but now I've gotten into deep. For every piece of me that wants you, another piece backs away. Cause you give me something that makes me scared, alright. Could be nothing, but I'm willing to give it a try. Please give me something, cause someday I might know my heart. And you only waited up for hours and just to spend a little time alone with me. Say I've never bought you flowers, no, cause I can't work out what they mean. I never thought that I'd love someone, cause that was someone else's dream. Cause you give me something that makes me scared, alright. To give it a try, please give me something. Cause someday I might call you from my heart. It might be a second too late. Words I could never say, gonna come out anyway. Try, please give me something. Cause you give me something that makes me scared. I, this could be nothing, but I'm willing to give it a try. Please give me something. Cause someday I might know my heart. Know my heart, know my heart, know my heart.
That's You Give Me Something, the song that broke through our guest James Morrison in a big way in Europe and Japan and around, heck, almost everywhere, and perhaps happening here in the States as well. And the first thing, James, is you kind of really inhabit a song. I'm sure you've done that song a million times, but
yeah.
You believe it when you sing it. And do you know where that comes from?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, a lot of it is to do with, you know, when you're writing the songs. I took my time with the lyrics because I knew that if I was going to have to sing them again and again, they did have to mean something to me.
Right.
So I kind of tried to write as much of, you know, stuff that was personal to me without being too kind of giving away too much. You know, I wanted to kind of write songs that that, you know, reflected how I felt in certain times and stuff. So I mean, it's all down to the writing really, and experiences that I've had in my life that I draw upon to get that emotional thing when you actually sing the song.
Where'd you grow up?
In a town called Rugby. It's like where the actual game was invented. That's probably the main thing about the town that's good. And it's got some real nice public schools, real posh schools and stuff. But apart from that, it's quite a dreary town, really. I didn't kind of have too much of a good time there, to be honest. But yeah, it's kind of, you know, that was where I was born and where I was brought up a little bit. And we moved around quite a lot. So, I don't really feel like I'm from anywhere, really.
Right. Well, now, is that in Cornwall?
Rugby, no, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's in the Midlands, mm-hmm. Like the Midlands of England, middle of England.
But you ended up and then I'm in Cornwall, right?
Yeah, I moved to Cornwall after, I moved around to Northampton after rugby and then to Cornwall when I was about 12, 13. And that's kind of where I got encouraged to play guitar a lot more. And my uncle, he lived down there and we used to stay with him in the summer and he taught me a couple of chords and House of the Rising Sun, a couple of, you know, tunes that are easy to play, you know. After that, I mean, that was the start of it really, me moving to Cornwall and getting more confident purely because people were very encouraging.
Now, you ended up doing some busking, and I would think that would be a great way to tell if you got something, because people can just keep on walking if they don't care.
Yeah, exactly. That was the great thing about it. I mean, I was really shy as a kid, and I didn't really like playing in front of people too much, but I knew that I enjoyed singing, you know, so I needed to get a little bit more confident with it and do it because I enjoyed it and not worry about, you know, oh, they don't like it, I'm embarrassed, you know. So I went busking all in Cornwall, Truro, Padstow, little fishing villages and stuff, and it was a great experience. Not only did it give me experience playing in front of people and you know, being able to think of as many songs as you can to play, also, you know, I could earn a little bit of money from it as well, so yeah, it was good.
James Morrison is our guest today on the World Cafe. And what do you want to do next?
I think I'm going to be doing a song called This Boy. It's pretty personal to me. So, yeah, I'll do this one.
Boy wants to play, there's no time left today. It's a shame cause he has to go home. This boy's got to work, got to sweat just to pay what he gets to get left all alone. Let's step outside, let's go for a ride just for a while. No, we won't get caught, that's what I thought until we cried. I'm still here, but it hasn't been easy. Shy, chew and do reasons. Scared of all this emotion. Yes, I've been holding it down. Yes, I've been holding it down. This girl tries her best every day, but it's all gone to waste, cause there's no one around. She can try, she can paint like the dance, she can skate. Now she don't make a sound. Play in the park till it's too dark for us to see. Well, we'll make our way home with mud on our clothes, she won't be pleased. I'm still here, but it hasn't been easy. I'm sure you had your reasons. Scared of all this emotion. Yes, I've been holding it down. And I love to forgive and forget. So I try to put all this behind us. Just now that my arms are wide open. Older I get, the more that I know. Well, it's time to let this go. To let it go. No, I got to let it go. Since you got to let it go. Oh no, yes, I got to let it go. I'm still here, but it hasn't been easy. Shut you at your reason.
I've been holding it down, and I love to forgive and forget. So I try to put all this behind us. Just now I have my arms wide open. The older I get, the more that I know. And I love to forgive and forget. So I try to put all this behind us. Just now that my arms are wide open, the older I get, the more that I know. Well, it's time to let this go.
That's This Boy from our guest James Morrison, who's playing live for us on the cafe today. We're rude. Who's playing piano with you today?
His name is Nikolai Torp. He is a very talented Danish musician.
And you guys have been spending a bunch of time together.
Ever since I met him, kind of recording the album, I've been with him ever since, really.
Now,
great guy.
It's funny. You've been. I read a really funny quote from you. Right. I think it was right after the holidays, where you've had all this success, and you said, "But I don't have any money." Have you got paid since then? Have you gotten?
I'm not. You know, I'm not skint.
Right.
But I'm not loaded to the. To the max. But no, I'm comfortable. You know, I mean, I didn't have a lot of money growing up, so now, even if I'm not loaded, I still feel pretty privileged.
Where does your voice come from? One has to assume that when you started singing, did you always sing like this, or did you try to imitate other people?
Yeah, obviously, I started off imitating Michael Jackson. I loved Michael Jackson. I used to just sing along to him. And then it was kind of, I'd sing along to old rock and roll tunes and listen to old soul records. And then it was kind of more a case of just pinching little things, pinching things from people that I liked and kind of putting them all together and making it my own.
And now, who are some of those people? Because I do hear a little Otis Redding in what you do.
I love Otis Redding. Obviously, he's a one-off, so I ain't going to even try and sound like him or whatever. But, it was more about emotional kind of voices. I was always into people who can sing and give you that feeling, exactly that feeling that they're feeling, And that was always something I was into. People like Stevie Wonder, Otis Redding, Van Morrison, Cat Stevens, just people with real good voices that can translate that kind of that the song to make it feel personal to the listener.
Now, I read something about how you had whooping cough as a kid. Did that actually change your voice?
Well, yeah. I mean, I died like four times because I was coughing so bad. And that definitely had an effect on my voice. But, I mean, it used to annoy me when I was a kid. It really did. I wanted to have a smooth voice and a nice smooth tone, But there's nothing I can do about it. I kind of learned to live with it, and it's not worked out too bad. So
not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. Well, we got time for one more, and I guess this was the second single, was Wonderful World?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And this is a good one, too. This is... here's a question. I can't ask this of everybody I interview, but of you, I definitely can. Do you remember the first time you heard your music on the radio?
Yeah, man. I was sat in my kitchen, just making breakfast, put the kettle on to have a cup of tea or coffee or whatever, and then it came on the radio. I just found it funny, man. I couldn't stop laughing. I was just so kind of, I just couldn't believe that my tune was on the radio after, being a kid and kind of dreaming of having your tunes on the radio and, adoring great singers and then to have your own song on the radio with everybody else's is just absolutely insane. Yeah, it was a great feeling.
Well, that would have been You Give Me Something, but I'm sure you've heard this on the radio as well, if you could do a version of Wonderful World.
Yeah, no problem.
I've been down so low, people look at me and they know. They can tell something is wrong, like I don't belong. Well, staring through a window,
standing outside, they're just too happy to care tonight. Wanna be like them, but I mess it up again. I tripped on my way in, he got kicked outside. Everybody's sore. We're not, it's a wonderful world. I can't feel it right now. That's not that I've been doing well. I just wanna cry now. Oh, it's a wonderful world. From the sky down to the sea. Can only see you when you're here. Sometimes I feel so full of love, it just comes spilling out. It's uncomfortable to see. I give it away so easily. But if I had someone, I would do anything. I never, never, never let you feel alone. I won't leave you on your own. No. Who am I to dream? Dreams are for fools. Let you down.
There you go. That is Wonderful World. James Morrison is our guest on the cafe. And James, thanks a lot for taking time to play live for us. It's no problem. It's a real
no
treat.
Problem.
Any plans for a full-fledged U.S. tour?
Yes, definitely. I'll be coming over in March with the full band. So I'm really excited. I love playing with my band. I've got a real good group of guys who are also, well, they let me think that they're my friends. I mean, yeah, they're my friends, you know. And they're great musicians as well. So, I can't wait. It's always good fun playing with them guys.
Cool.
So I can't wait to bring them over.
Well, we look forward to that. James Morrison, our guest, and we shall be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.